up and lose our way. But did it really matter anyway? For that was yesterday, and we must live for now. 'Cause every loser wins once the dream begins. In time you'll see fate holds the key. And every loser knows the light the sun shows will shine on you. And although you knew we nearly made it, stand up and count me. I know you're on my side. That we can make it. I hope.
get funny. This feeling inside, I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a skeleton, but then again, no, or a man who makes oceans in the traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and it's one for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down the word. How wonderful life is while you're in the world. Well, they've got to be quite dark, but the sun's been quite high while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that it turned on. So excuse me for getting forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, singing what I really mean, those are the sweetest guys I've ever seen. You can tell everybody song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the world. How wonderful life while you're
just 3 minutes after 2 o'clock here in Dublin City. This is Radio Dublin 101 FM. That was Elton John and Your Song. It's Chris Adams from now until 4 o'clock with nothing but the best in love songs like this one. Harry Belafonte, Jennifer Warnes and Skin to Skin. It's Chris Adams on Radio for 4, as I said. Hope you stay with me. Great music on the way.
She does not lazy day, her hands on me. She does not talk, no pretty talk. She pleasures silently. But with her, I am summer. I want easy to her feet. She fills this hole, she fills this hole. She makes me complete. Skin to skin. Skin to skin.
Belafonte, Jennifer Warnes, and that's Skin to Skin. This is Radio Dublin Love Songs 101 FM at 8 minutes after 2 now in Dublin City on this Sunday afternoon. We're with Chris Adams home at 4 o'clock. Same late easy music. Like this from the Commodores. Easy. Good morning. Well, Sunday afternoon. Same thing.
Well, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. To be a big soul and a bother. Yeah. Ooh, why I'm leaving. Make it. Everybody wants to be what they want to be.
I'm not happy when I try to say again.
No.
Ooh, that's why I'm
Dublin. It's 12 minutes past 2 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, and we're on 1188 and on AM and 101 FM, or 100 FM is off at the moment for a little bit of attention, but back as soon as we can. And Sunday afternoon station news, well, it seems to be one of these slag century months, whatever, they've been slagged for the past month, the latest, of course, the Day Tonight program there during the week on Century that was not approved of by the Commission. The Commission didn't want it going ahead. Century didn't want it going ahead. They went off to court trying to get a High Court injunction against it and failed. And, well, in the long run, the program went ahead. But certainly looking at the program, it raised a number of issues. First of all, whether it should have gone ahead in the first place. You take RTE, a fairly big organisation with semi-state body, with income from advertising revenue and the licence fees as well. And here they are with a television network slugging from the fortunate station, just trying to start off. It's only a couple of months running, and here they have to put up with this sort of thing. That's radio for you, I'm afraid. Anybody wondering whether that was right to do or not, well, that sort of thing has happened in the past. You've only to take pirate radio. When Radio Nova started off, you might remember, they went on lovely high power on 88 FM. Well, RTE moved in and started jamming the signals, and they did, absolutely wiped them out. Not so much that they set up a transmitter in Montreal to jam this. They moved this mobile transmitter around to various locations around the city. One was at Tappa Valley Bowden Road, when little posse was looking after it there, yours truly included. We got to Ballyboden Road a little too late. The transmitter had moved on the Saturday and we arrived on Sunday. After that it departed back to Montrose. A pity we hadn't found the thing. Word got out that there were some people interested in acquiring said jamming transmitter, and that ended jamming. But even at that, there were questions asked in the Dáil, and I vaguely remember Jim Mitchell being asked about it. Now, whether he was in office then or not, I don't know. This would have been back in about 83. I'm sure he was, but denials anyway from the Department of Communications or Post and Telegraph was the word then, that there was any kind of jamming going on or authorised jamming by RTE on any kind of radio station. After that, jamming just stopped. But just goes to show you what happens. Even then, there was complaints from fire brigade, ambulance, all sorts of people that the airwaves were jammed up from the mixed RTE and Nova signals, just wiped out communications on the FM band. So things like that have happened. The sort of dirty tricks departments get to work every now and then. And, well, you can't expect anything different in licensed radio. They will attempt to bring stations down. Pity. Competition should be the name of the game, but it's a different sort of competition in this country. But there you are. The only other thing about it, the programme has been the fact that one gets the impression that Oliver Barry and Jim Stafford have, of course, put a fair amount of money into Century. They need a lot more to get it fully off the ground and operational, considering they're losing, they say, £20,000-£25,000 every week. The paper said it before, at £40,000 a week. But they need more money to get their transmitters around the country operating properly and keep the station going. But one gets the impression that they're not putting their own money in, that they're looking for investors to put their money in. Wrong way of going about it, I'm afraid. If you don't put your own money in, you can't very well expect somebody else to do the same thing. A few have already and they've lost their money, so investors are probably few and far between, but I'm sure they'll find something somewhere along the way. Now, on top of that, you might know that we're actually our frequency at the moment, not exactly 101. It's on 101.3 or 101.4. I've forgotten which it is. One or other. But the latest word is that Century are to go testing on 101.4 from either Three Rock or from Kapoor. Now, there's all sorts of rumours about why and wherefore and all the rest of it. But at the moment it's just rumours. Rumour has it anyhow that Century simply want us off, and at any frequency we go on to, they'll have a RTE set up a transmitter on that frequency and shift us off it. Whether there's truth in that now or not, one does not know, but that's the general rumour going around within radio. Remains to be seen. It could be that RTE would prefer us off as well, but we're simply not going. If we have to move around frequencies, well and good. We'll do that, but we'll chug along in the meantime. And despite the attentions of some of our ex-staff and trying to resurrect all sorts of trouble for us here within the station, we'll still soldier on. Now, outside of that, I don't think there's any news. There's no new stations popping up. The ones around the border area are still operating away. They're in a very lucky kind of situation. They've ads from the north and a few from the south, and a lot of their transmitting equipment is sitting on the border itself, so it's very hard to raid it and take equipment away without knowing exactly where they're going. Put a foot the other side of the border and there's probably an international incident out of it. In the meantime, we've passed through almost all of February. It's the anniversary of our raids of last year. I think this year we'll probably see a lot of prohibition notices around here, there and everywhere. Shortly there should be one going out for our relay in Tala. after which we move it to the mountains and somewhere else, just to keep the scrap and busy and paperwork, whatever else. And onwards we go. The other moves in the station, well, we'll let you know about them when they happen. Others have heard about them to some extent and tried putting spanners in the works, haven't really worked. I did mention there a while back that we were looking for an 80-foot freestanding mast. Well, nobody has come along with one. Everybody has said they've seen them here and there, and a few weeks ago there was one and all the rest, but nothing has turned up. So we've got something ourselves, not as high as we'd like, but it should do. So anybody trying to help out there, we should be okay. Outside of that, radio is fairly well stagnant at the moment. We wait and see what happens century. Personally, I think in the long run they'll fold up, but it will be long term, it won't be short term. The moment they have at least supportive, not so much supportive listeners for listening, but support from the general public because of the slagging from RTE, Big Brother taking a big stick to them. So, we'll see what happens and keep you posted on that anyhow. For now, it's goodbye, God bless, short news. See next Sunday around 2 o'clock or thereabouts. If there's a tape in some machine, there probably isn't. Oh, there is. Well, all right, there's a tape here. It says tape B. That must be it. At least looks like it'd be out. Here goes. For me, it's goodbye. God bless. See you Sunday around 2 o'clock or so. For Jane, Shinda, Lenny, and all the rest at home, for you.
Thank you. trying to forget. I'll be lonely without you. I'll need your love to see me through. Please believe me, my heart is in your hands. I'll be missing you. Babe, I love you.
Marvin Gaye, and I heard it through the grapevine. Just 29 minutes after 2 o'clock now in Dublin City. This is Radio Dublin 101 FM. I'll play that one especially for Paula McGrath and Sandra Cox. Say a very big special hello to them. Here's Chicago, Hard to Say I'm Sorry. It's Radio Dublin 101 FM.
Far away from each other. me to say I'm sorry. I just want you to stay. After all that we've been through, I will make it up to you.
And made me cry again.
There you go, Natalie Cole, Miss You Like Crazy. This is Radio Dublin 101 FM at 17 minutes away from 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon with myself, Chris Adams, as usual. And this is a hard now when it comes along. Yes, it is. Waiting for a girl like you is a songs, Radio Dublin 101 FM, and it's at 253. There you go, Janet Jackson, Let's Wait a While. This is Radio Dublin on 101 FM, 8 minutes away from 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon with myself, Chris Adams. Haven't played this one in a while, thank God, you're probably saying. It's okay, this one to, who can we say? James Brady, yes. He was putting a lamb on his girlfriend's car today. He was put a 7 o'clock show, well done. The Indians once I get over you.
My friends call day after day. They say, find somebody new. Well, maybe one day I will. Once I get over you. Don't know if it's true, but maybe.
There you go, Brenda Russell, Piano in the Dark. It's Radio Dublin at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on this Sunday with Chris Adams. I'm sick of saying Chris Adams. Still, there you go. Here's Chicago, Will You Still Love Me on Radio Dublin 101.4 FM.
Inside, I always knew it was you.